on the ABC Listen app.
Prue Bentley on ABC Radio Victoria.
Do you put off going to the doctor? I know. Sometimes it's hard to find the time. Well, it turns out farmers do struggle more than most to find time for health checkups. But when you take the health clinic to the sale yards, the results can be life-saving, as they have found out in Yay. Here's a little from ABC's 7:30 program. They covered this story last night.
The allied services and the health checks that you get over there, ladies and gentlemen, all the tests and checks. So if you do want to talk about it, please make your way over to the allied services and go from there.
These guys come here monthly they'll do the tests that a lot of blokes won't go and have. And they can do it in a very short time here when they're socialising after the market or during the market. Yeah, I know a lot of people who would normally not go to the doctor using it.
That's from ABC's 7:30 program last night. Elizabeth Sinclair is the CEO of the Yay and District Memorial Hospital. They've teamed up with the Murrindindi Shire Council and the University of Melbourne to run the health clinic at the Yay Sale Yard. She joins me now. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Prue.
Is it really that hard to get farmers to front up for health checkups?
Oh, absolutely. Through our research that we've done with Melbourne University, we know that farmers definitely don't prioritise their health. And they're really reluctant to engage with health services unless it's extremely necessary. I know I come from a farming family myself, and I know my father would wrap a jumper around his bleeding wound and finish what he was doing before he actually went to the doctor. So it's a real issue.
That is a really familiar story, I think, for a lot of us, actually, Elizabeth. So we just heard a little bit of audio there of, somebody drumming up business effectively, standing there and saying, just come along, go on in, almost like a circus call. But do you find that when you do set up at the sale yards, men do kind of just mosey on over just to see what's happening?
Absolutely. It's and our staff, rather than sort of sit and wait for them to come, we get out amongst the people at the sale. So our staff wander through the crowd and get talking to people. And over the months that they've been there, the people at the sale actually have got to know all of the staff and will seek them out if they have particular problems. So they've got to know them. They'll come up to us and say, what have you got on this month, and engage that way. It's been very, very successful.
What kind of checkups are people getting?
We've had all sorts of things. So cardiovascular health checks, flu vaccinations, audiology, ophthalmology checks, skin checks. That was hugely successful. We had people sort of queuing for up to an hour to have their skin checks done and excisions and biopsies and things. We've had someone from Prostate Cancer Australia come up and do talks. We also have our roving mental health nurses that that work through the crowd throughout the day. So all sorts of things. We're also really cognizant of the fact that there are risks on farms, like chemical safety, and our plan for the new year is to actually have speakers come up and information brochures around that sort of thing as well.
It's interesting you mention skin checks. The clinic has been called a lifesaver by some locals. Here's Farmer Libby talking to 7:30.
I only went the once, and that was when they had the skin clinic, and I had a lesion on my bottom lip. And I decided it was time to get something else done about it, because I'd been to numerous doctors and had different tests done and all come back negative. And the lass out there did a skin scraping and sent it away, and it was a cancer. So I was very fortunate.
I mean, that is really extraordinary as an outcome for somebody who just happened to be at the sale yards to kind of go, yeah, I'll go and get that checked again.
It's pretty powerful stuff. And I guess it's, you know, what Yay is trying to do is look beyond a traditional model of healthcare delivery that tends to centre around a hospital, you know, tends to be built around bricks and mortar. But if we're prepared to take programs into places where our communities naturally gather, places like the sale yards, then we actually reach these people that perhaps haven't accessed healthcare in a more traditional way.
Do you think this is a model that we could use at other parts of the state as well?
I think it would be fantastic. I think there's opportunities for all sorts of places to engage with this. I mean, there's farmers that perhaps, you know, are gathering around sort of wheat production or sheep production. We haven't even explored that. But one of the things that we're doing through our partnership with Melbourne University is developing or designing a set of guidelines that we hope will support other communities and health services across the whole country that might want to replicate this program.
Well, congratulations on the work you're doing, Elizabeth. It's so nice to hear some of these really good news stories happening in our patch and things that, you know, can be adapted and grown. So, yeah, well done.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your time, Prue.
That's Elizabeth Sinclair, who is the CEO of the Yay and District Memorial Hospital. They've teamed up with the Murrindindi Shire Council and the University of Melbourne. They run a health clinic monthly at the Yay Sale Yards. So if you're heading down to the Yay Sale Yards, if you're there regularly, you probably have seen them. Don't be shy. They want to meet you. It's such a great idea, isn't it? It's 4:15 here on Statewide Drive.